Leland Searles of Leeward Solutions, LLC, is a consulting ecologist in Marshalltown, Iowa. He has been a field botanist and zoologist for more than 30 years and is a public speaker on topics related to ecological goals. Recently, he became a spokesperson for the Be Wild, Rewild program. Having worked with river landscapes for years, he is well-suited for helping us hear what an Iowa stream might have said.
I am Mud Creek 200 years ago in northern Scott County, Iowa, before the land around me was changed. I have lots of trees lining my banks. I have deep-rooted perennial prairie and wet prairie, and I've got sedge meadows in the waterways that drain into me. I feel like a gentle stream moving across the landscape, and I'm dealing with my water load very, very well. I have meanders, I have all these things that are naturally engineered to take care of the water that's coming at me. I have the channel architecture and the floodplains to deal with the floods that come at me. So my channel has meanders in it. Another word for a meander is a bend, a river bend. I wiggle across the landscape like a worm or like an S-curve. And I wiggle because I want to be stable. Stable but dynamic. So I will change over time. So I am but a stream, but around me may be forests and prairies and wetlands up on the floodplains. I am nature's way of not only creating biodiversity on this particular area of Scott County, but I am also nature's way of dealing with things like flood and groundwater flow and the changing shapes over long periods of time of the entire landscape around me, the erosional processes, which typically are very slow. Most of the time, it's that dynamic equilibrium, a slow-moving process, but letting them kind of be as they are. I create a bed that has stone in it, gravel, and maybe bigger chunks of rock. It helps me deal with the speed and flow, but it also creates habitat for the life in me. And the life in me is crucial to me being a healthy stream, functioning stream. I love the life in me. I like to have water-dwelling, water-loving organisms from tiny bacteria that create a film on the rocks and the logs that fall into me. That attracts certain kinds of other living things, certain fish, certain insect larvae that come and nibble on that filmy material. And then in turn, other young insects come along and eat some of those, and bigger fish come along. It's a food chain. I have an entire ecological food chain in my water and around me. I love all that. And on the banks, there are water-loving plants growing. And these are plants like sedges and bulrushes, maybe cattails. They're there to help stabilize my banks, create more habitat for insects and spiders and slithy toads. Young dragonflies and damselflies that emerge from the water as adults, and they need a place to rest and hunt and do what they do. It's beautiful. And I, as the creek, like them. There were people at one time who had a bigger understanding of many of these things. The native people who lived around me and fished in me or hunted around me on my floodplains and in the woodlands and the prairies. They understood how crucial many of these things were. I'd like to have taken better care of the settlers who came, but connections were broken over 100 years ago with the straightening of rivers and small streams and creeks. They demanded too much of me. It feels risky and dangerous. If my waters go downstream to the Wapsie and cause a bigger flood, I can't help it now. I cannot manage the water like I once used to in a way that feeds it to the Wapsie slowly and keeps the flood levels down. I watch as those critters who live in my stream bed and on my banks get washed out, and now I've lost much of my biodiversity. and there's dirt washing out. And so I get muddy when it rains, and the Wapsie becomes muddy, and the Wapsie feeds into the Mississippi, and it becomes muddy. And there are problems for the mussels living in those bigger rivers downstream from me. They need clear water. I feel the connection downstream with all of the trouble that's happening, but people around me don't understand me. I'd like to move more slowly, but I can't help it now. I feel crazy and unpredictable. Mud Creek, this little stream connected to all these different things, suffer from straightening, field tiling, concrete and impermeable surfaces in the towns and cities, the storm water being shunted off into the river, and drainage ditches that are designed to carry water off of the crop fields, and there are plenty of those in Scott County. Those ditches were dug in a straight line, which violates everything that I want to do. It's not a natural stream architecture. They bring me fast water, dirty water, water full of chemicals that destroy the things that live in me, and they cause their own situation that is good for farmers, but not good for me, wanting to be a healthy, productive, responsible little stream. I need to take care of all that water, especially in flood, and keep it at a low speed. If it gets too fast, then I start blowing my banks out and digging my channel bed down. And those lead to a loss of stability. Leave me alone. Don't give me riprap and concrete. Don't channelize me. Give me a floodplain. Give me the room I need to expand out onto my floodplain and let me deal with it. Let me do what I want. And I want to handle the water and not carry dirt and chemicals and everything else that's in me. I am almost anti-life, and I can't help that. I can't do anything about it. So there's a feeling of helplessness. I love the life in me. I want to have life in me.